Welcome to Spotlight Radio. Spotlight is the place to meet the most interesting people, executives, professionals, and today's most notable experts share their wealth of knowledge and vast experience with us live. Listen and learn in depth directly from today's leaders and tomorrow's highest climbers. Spotlight Radio shines on the people that you want to hear every day, on demand and in real time on SpotlightRadio.com. The world's most fascinating people are right here on Spotlight Radio.
Welcome to Spotlight Radio. I'm your host, Jessica Stern. Today, we are proud to put the spotlight on Kathy Harris. Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jessica.
Kathy Harris is the president of Jobmatics, based in Canada. So tell us, Kathy, what first inspired you to get your company started?
Well, I actually had developed a career decision-making program, Jessica, for young people who were struggling to make decisions about what they wanted to do with their life. And I was working at another job at the time. And my the program that I had developed was so successful that I had to make a decision about staying with the full-time job I had, and going into business on my own to take this out across the country and the world, if it works out that way. And there wasn't really much of a decision because I knew this was a huge gap out there, that there are a lot of kids who are struggling, a lot of young people who are really struggling with how do I figure out what to do with my life. And so here I am.
Definitely a fantastic cause. And tell us a bit about the framework to help people make better career decisions overall.
Well, the framework came about because I realized that we were very good at filling up people's hands with information about themselves and information about the world of work and learning, all their options, but we really didn't do anything to teach them how to integrate those two kinds of information. So the program became one called Career Focusing, which helps people look ahead, figure out where they're going, back from there to figure out the best ways to get there, and end up with work that's a really good fit for them and consequently learning that's a really good fit for them. So they make choices and stick with them because they are confident they're headed somewhere they really want to go. And the program itself is highly individualized, which I think is the most appealing thing for people. Highly individualized in that something that work that fits one person doesn't fit another person. So it needed to start from the very sort of core of who the person was. And the program starts with helping people recognize or understand or put words around something called their intrinsic motivator, that unique thing that pulls us to activities, pulls us to things that we really like doing, pushes us away from stuff we really don't. So, for example, if you have a particular kind of movies that you like, there's a reason for that, and the intrinsic motivator is the reason. It's unique to everyone, and interestingly enough, most people can't put words around their own intrinsic motivator. So in the career focusing program, trained facilitators help them hear that for themselves or help them hear it better, and then use it as a tool to look ahead and identify all the different kinds of work that will let them use their intrinsic motivator every day. So they get to do what they love every day. But it's not enough to do what you love. So the program also then moves on to that list of work that they've built and helps them look at each kind of work on their list to identify the ones that suit them best in terms of how they get to interact with their work every day. So there are about 8 tools that help them identify the way that they prefer to do their work on a day-to-day basis. And they take those tools, they build them, and they do a little search between the way the work has to happen and the way they prefer to do their work, and they end up with a smaller list that now matches them in 2 ways. They get to do what they love and do it in a way that suits them. And all they have left to do after that is to look at the realities that they have in their lives. It could be academic, financial, personal, skills, experience, et cetera, and find out if there's anything in those realities that will stop them from getting to the work that's a really good fit for them or that will help them get there, and understand what they need to do to adjust those realities to be able to get to their list of work that fits. And in the end, they are able to set a clear plan. They still have to decide, but they make informed, intentional decisions as opposed to blindly choosing, hoping that it will be the right choice. So in a nutshell, that's what career focusing is. And we deliver that to people one-on-one at a distance or face-to-face. And we also train teachers in how to bring this into their classroom so that the students learn how to make informed, intentional decisions all the way through high school and beyond.
And for any of our listeners who may not be familiar with these terms, if you could define and elaborate a bit on distance counseling.
Well, distance counseling simply means that I work with you on the phone, or I work with you on Skype, or any other media that will allow you to stay where you are and me to be here in Canada. And you work with a workbook that is sent off to you. I build a matching workbook here, and together we walk through all of the matching steps and end up at the place where the person who is going through the counseling is able to say, here's what I think I'd like my plan to look like. And we actually build option A, B, C, so they have a fallback plan always. And in the end, we never really meet. We might get to see each other on Skype. That would be the most. We never meet, but we go through about somewhere between 5 and 8 hours of counseling, depending on the person. And that's set up at a convenient time for both of us, and it gets carried out without anybody having to travel anywhere.
What would you say is the most common issue that your clients bring to you to solve?
Figuring out what they want to be when they grow up is what they come to us for. They have no idea. We don't really do a lot to teach young people how to make good career decisions. We do a lot of putting them through tests, having them complete, you know, interest inventories, et cetera, but we never teach them what to do with it. So they come to us looking to figure out what they're supposed to be doing. They're just totally lost and frustrated by how to make those choices of what to do when I leave high school, what to do when I leave post-secondary, what to do even when I'm on the job and I want to grow, or what to do to make my job a better fit because I'm really unhappy. So it's always what do I want my work to look like? This, you know, what kind of work do I want to be doing where I'm going to be a really happy person?
And unfortunately, as our program is quickly coming to a close, Kathy, what's the best way for our listeners to reach out and get in touch with you?
They can call me at 613-387-3301, or they can contact me by email at kathyharris@jobmatics.com, or they can go on our website at www.jobmatics.com and go on to the section where it's about contacting us. And they will see quickly how they can be in touch with us.
So again, for our listeners, to get in touch with Kathy Harris, the president of Jobmatics based in Canada, definitely check out her gorgeous site, www.jobmatics.com. Or you can email her, kathyharris@jobmatics.com. That's kathyharris@jobmatics.com. Kathy, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I hope I get to speak with you again soon.
Thank you, Jessica. It was very nice of you to have me on.
You're welcome. And you've been listening to Spotlight Radio with special guest Kathy Harris. Tune in every day to hear from the most interesting people on SpotlightRadio.com.